Payoneer has always been in the business of empowering entrepreneurs. We know that global commerce is about people at the end of the day. We know how challenging it is to be an entrepreneur, and we try to really understand their different needs and grow together with them. Hi, I'm Karen Levy, COO of Payoneer, and today's host for Going Beyond, a podcast by Payoneer about entrepreneurs and how they're able to break through borders to bring their business to a wider audience. We are true believers in inclusion and diversity. And for this International Women's Day, we launch a campaign called Unmute Yourself, using the most popular phrase of this year of COVID and Zoom. Through this campaign, we encourage everyone to lean forwards by unmuting themselves and pledging their commitment to choose to challenge stereotypes and address all forms of gender equality. I'd like to share one of my favorite quotes by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she said, "Women belong in all places where decisions are being made. It should not be that women are the exception." For today's episode, I'm honored to share the stories of a few women whose entrepreneurial spirit, ambition, and passion brought them to a path of success.
It's a business which I did not build or set up, but inherited at a point in time when I had actually two choices. Either I shut it completely or continue to run it. And I chose the latter, against all odds, actually. And it's been 10 years and here I am. Hi there, I'm Iram Zehra and I'm from Karachi, Pakistan. I run a sourcing company by the name of The Clothing Company. I'm also managing partner, Pakistan, for MarketFit Group. We primarily serve the UK and European market and have very recently ventured into the US. Sourcing business is typically a very male-dominated business in Pakistan, and not just Pakistan, in fact, globally. And my resilience, community genes, and strong self-belief actually made me go forward, despite having no experience and facing numerous obstacles. I did not even know that I was this competitive. I now say to myself that the business chose me rather than me choosing the business. If given a choice, I would definitely like to do this all over again. I have hated it, but slowly fallen in love with it now. I love the traveling part of the business and have been very lucky and very fortunate to meet different people in different corners of the world. Also, I love what we create. One of my products actually created a social media frenzy. And when the consumer actually feels that what he has bought is worth his money and you get very positive feedback and your product becomes a bestseller, that's a feeling which can't be described into words or monetary gains. However, if I still have to answer that, if not this, then definitely I would go for the sustainability side of the business. I would like to train Pakistani factories as to how they can incorporate sustainability into their products without incurring heavy costs. I do feel that it is a aspect of the business which Pakistan needs to work on, because we are way behind when it comes to this aspect. I mean, huge factories are actually doing it, but medium and small scale businesses still think that, you know, going for sustainable options is going to be costly, which is not the case. So I would like to train the factories to go for sustainability. I cannot credit my success to one person, definitely be Steve Chappell. He's the CEO of MarketFit Group, and he trusted me at a point when Pakistan was facing instability and business was at an all-time low. No brand actually wanted to put their business in Pakistan, and Steve had faith not just in me, but in Pakistan as well. I have been very lucky to be mentored by him. I wouldn't say that there is a female factor as such, because I never actually thought that my gender would be an obstacle when it comes to work. I mean, it definitely did irk quite a few people around me. And it does make many men still uncomfortable to have female boss or a female colleague. Because when you look at MarketFit Group's, the global business, I am the only female managing partner. And despite having 9 offices in different countries, I have felt gender bias at points, but most of the time I have seen people being comfortable around me, particularly the buyers. They feel that, you know, I would be honest with them and their product would be taken well care of. So, I mean, it swings both ways. The biggest lesson is the learning never stops. At no point you should think that you know the business well enough. There is always something to learn, and you can learn it from anywhere, be it a worker operating a machine or someone who's just packing the goods. Anyone can teach you something very valuable. So just keep on learning. Get into the business with an open mind and be resilient. There will be financial stability. There will be times with no work, but you need to keep on going and never give up.
I'm Katarina. I'm co-founder of Ativa, which is a remote network of tech professionals. We aim to enable work without boundaries by enabling software engineers, designers from across the world to work with established tech companies from global tech centers. How we started? So I was at first a freelancer. I was working together with my boyfriend, now husband. And we decided to leave our company and start freelancing full time. And at first it was great doing it like that. But over time, we kind of started getting many projects that we weren't able to complete just the two of us. We need a team. So from then until now, we went through a lot of iterations, a lot of changes, mostly based on what we understood that our clients needed. And the biggest turnaround point was when we actually decided to open up to work with people from anywhere and make it a fully remote business, essentially. I think it's very important to have an open mind, to try to learn from anyone around you who has built something or knows something that that you're struggling with. For us, we started in Macedonia, so it was a bit difficult to find examples of successful startups. It was mostly traditional local businesses. So it was very helpful to meet with people who have been working in the same industry as we are, try to learn from them, try to find mentors, both online and offline, you could learn from. Personally, for me, I think the success that the company had since the beginning, because we were very young and not very experienced in the industry. It was super important that we were doing it as a team. So I wasn't the only one who decided to found a company and move independently. So I think the co-founder is extremely important for at least a team member who is together with you since the beginning, because you get a different perspective. You know how to move things forward. We are very different, my co-founder and I. So he is more of the visionary type. I am more of the person who has the nerve to implement everything he thinks of. So that's how we basically complemented each other since the beginning. And I think that was one of the main things that, enabled us to move forward and keep adapting to the new environments. I think the diversity factor is very important in business and in teams in general. It doesn't have to be male or female. It can also come from different cultures or different backgrounds. And I think I was a while ago guilty of thinking, we're all equal. We all have the same abilities and should have the same opportunities. So I was kind of thinking that all gender equality was about. But essentially what I feel is that is very important is that you embrace your differences and try to contribute to the team and to the company with whatever your strengths are. So, for example, if we try to generalize, women are usually more empathetic, more able to connect with people on a deeper level, and with that, better at coordinating teams, better at collaborating with. And apart from this, we're detail oriented. We try to dig into the problem and solve everything, from the core and not just only do a quick hack. So I think these are some of the things that a woman can bring to the table and make a huge difference. But on the other side, it needs to be balanced with, other things from the rest of the team. So I think it's always about having the right combination of people with different backgrounds, different maybe cultures, if it's a distributed team, and people who can contribute with their unique perspectives. Back when I was starting with the company, I was very young. I was working with my boyfriend. It was all very interesting, and we were kind of fully dedicated to it. So I was always putting in long weeks, maybe, you know, 80 hours a week or something. And it worked for me because I didn't have, that was my core priority. I didn't have anything else. I wanted to do more at that time. But over time, of course, it gets exhausting. And especially if you're trying to start a company at the same time when you also have a family or want to dedicate time to the kids. And it's always this struggle of what I need to give in and what others are doing that I'm looking up to. And I think for every woman who is trying to start their own business, it's very important to assess and understand your own personal situation, because everyone is different and everyone has different needs. So if you are free and you want to put in 100-hour weeks, that's fine. Go for it, but don't do it just because you read somewhere that that's the only way to success. It isn't. You may be good at delegating. You might know people who could help you in different areas of your business, and it's amazing if you can leverage that and collaborate with others. So just try to find your own strengths. Try to understand your personal situation, and when you do that, look for examples or role models who passed through something similar. Don't look up to someone who is putting in long weeks, because at the end you will end up frustrated because you are not able to do that. Just try to find people who have faced something similar and then learn from their experience, learn from their mistakes, and try to move forward constantly as you do that. I think gender equality is all about having equal opportunities. It's not about being equal. Again, I would say just embrace our differences and create opportunities for people who have the right skill sets, regardless of whether they're a man or a woman or however they want to identify. As a woman in the industry, I think that I've passed through some things that others will pass through as well. I haven't faced much of a discrimination or anything, but I think still it's important to show a face that others can identify with. And by sharing my past experience, I'd like to inspire other women to, you know, see what's out there, see what's possible, and then use that as an example for one of the options they have as their career goals. So I think when we talk about equality, it should be about women being there for each other, representing the opportunities, but again, not creating this bubble that everyone should fit in. So everyone should be able to think about what's the best choice for them, what's the best career path for them. We don't need to force everyone to enter technology or anyone to start entrepreneurship. It should be about everyone finding their own purpose and being able to do it in any environment. I didn't have any specific experience with being, I don't know, looked down or facing some stereotypes. But when I'm thinking about male-dominated industries or male-dominated work environment, it's mostly about the kind of imposter syndrome that comes to my mind. And I've faced that in various environments, in various things that I've done afterwards, not only being male or female environment, but stepping in wherever I needed to challenge myself or push the boundaries or do something that I haven't done before. So when I didn't feel that I belong, basically. So I wanted to kind of encourage women to always think about what's the unique thing they can bring in to that environment, regardless if it's other women, if it's men, or if just people from a different industry you know nothing about. So just think about what's the thing that you're good at and you can bring to the table, and what's the thing that you don't know that others do that you can learn from. I think switching to this mindset has been very helpful for me whenever I came into a situation where I felt like an imposter, and you know, instead of being afraid of speaking up or sharing my experience, I would just embrace what I've been through and share that with people who maybe don't know anything about it, and at the same time try to learn from them as well.
We are proud to share the success of these female entrepreneurs and to be able to empower thousands of others around the world who inspires us every day. Today's episode was made possible by Melissa, Rachel, and Eileen. Going Beyond is a podcast by Pioneer with new episodes available on Mondays. You can listen to Going Beyond on Spotify or any other major podcast platform. Make sure to subscribe now so you never miss an episode. Thank you for joining us.